You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, how the heck are you?
I'm pretty good, Dan.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So you survived all of the elections this time and everything?
Yes. Very interesting.
You know, things are changing.
Yes, everything is changing. It's just hard to keep up with it.
It is.
It really is really hard to
sometimes
keep up.
I really don't want to.
You forget that. I know. And then when you don't see things go the way you think they should, then you wonder, well, that's why, because we are not as involved as we probably should be.
You know, you're right. That says it all. I don't think people have a right to complain if they're not going to vote and they're not going to get involved.
You
know,
true.
To sit back, and we were talking off the air, and I was very impressed. I mean, and I know you're that type of guy too, and I hope you don't mind me saying
nope,
it.
That's fine.
But when you said when you voted, you went to the people's websites and you studied it and you checked off what you felt was right, and you voted for the person you felt is best.
Yes.
You know, Greg, if more people did that, and I respect you for it, I respect any voter that does that, whether I agree with their voting or not.
I think I know one guy that didn't, but that's okay.
But you know
no,
what?
No, he's a good guy. It was a hard decision, but based on...
You informed yourself.
What they were saying they were going to do, it was important to get there.
And that's what... it's all about. That's what makes a good, strong democracy.
Yeah, and you know, in this case, what I'm referring to, I'm not going to mention the names, but they were two very good guys,
mm-hmm.
and they really were. Mm-hmm. And so that was, in that case, it wasn't a slam dunk. It wasn't black and white, that. And of course, it was in a primary, so you have the party that you want, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, but I mean, my point is there's so many sheep voters, I call them. They just follow the flock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not like that. You're very... No, I mean, and anybody, I don't care what party you vote for, doesn't make any difference to me. If you do your homework and you go in there knowing this is why you have all those boxes checked, like you said, and you made that vote, that's called an educated vote.
Yep.
Thank you for doing that.
So the things that I'm hoping for, of course, and I don't think there's even one person in either party that won't agree with this. You should not be taxing Social Security.
Right.
We're one of 13 states.
Yep.
We've got $9.4 billion surplus, which means they charged
too much
for already.
Taxes. Yes.
So let's maybe give on that. And the people that are sitting up in the Capitol, they ought to be booted out because they can't even get that done.
Yeah.
They cannot be principled enough to say, hey, that's really not right.
Correct.
Now, I'm in that category. I'm probably in that category, but not going to be very dependent. But I'll tell you right now, I was with a gentleman the other night that I know was very dependent on it. And for him to have to pay those taxes when he's paying real estate taxes after real estate taxes, it's not good. And the theory about saying real estate taxes over real estate taxes, very modest residence. I'm not going to go into the details.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong up there.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you ever get that fixed.
No.
And I am to get so tired of these guys that walk around like, hey, this is good, and that's good, look what I did here. And then I got, while I'm thinking those thoughts, I got to drive up and down 316. What's so good?
That's another story.
What's so good? And that's what's wrong.
Oh.
And I guess everybody's for this waltz. That's wonderful, I guess. There's a guy that really took care of himself. He's got at least four pensions.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
now,
he did.
You know,
yes,
for the taxpayer, if they can't fix that,
there's
no government employee entitled to four
pensions.
Taxpayer
I
pensions.
Agree.
There's got to be something to correct that.
You know what? I never thought of it that way, but you're right. Every single one of those pensions is coming out of our pockets.
The taxpayer paid. I mean, we pay for the school teacher pension he
gets. School teacher.
We pay for the legislator. We pay actually a
and
separate
the military.
Pension. A military.
And the
and
military.
We pay
and now
for apparently the governor.
The governor.
Gets a what the
That's
hell is
right.
that about?
Yeah. Four of them.
Four of them. So, yeah, keep voting for old walls. You only have five or six. you know what's coming. I don't know how they figure it out.
Yeah.
But it's not right. It just isn't.
You are right.
And for these people that are elected officials to allow that to continue and increase it, actually, free health care, free education for their family. I mean, I don't know where it all stops. You know, pretty soon they'll get vehicles, too. I mean, they probably get... that much already in funds that they use for it. So I think nobody's looking. And the other problem is now what it's kind of like a, it's unfortunate that they are using our, let's take MnDOT for an example. That's a political favoritism. So the gal that's running, she doesn't know anything about running MnDOT. Zero. Mm-hmm. She's just an old legislator. It was a payback for being a Democrat.
Yep.
I mean, there's no other way to sugarcoat this thing. Mm-hmm. And so if you wonder why there are some issues with bridges and roads and money, and believe me,
don't have to look too deep,
once
do
you? He gets reelected, you know what's happening with that gas tax. Did you ever see it when gas prices were $4 or $5? Did you ever see that? Ever talk about getting rid of it or getting a holiday from it?
Not in this state.
Not in this state. Won't happen. And we got $9.4 billion.
Yeah, but we
still could have done something.
Yeah, we sit on a pile of money. You got that right.
So, but the only thing you can do is vote in November.
That's right.
And you're only one vote, but get out and vote.
But enough of them together.
I know. Yep. And if you think there's something wrong, just remember this place up here is now run by the Democratic Party, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of departments have that influence. And if you want it corrected, right now, if you saw in the primaries, they really outdistanced the voting.
Yeah, they did.
And so they've got their program going. It's going to be more of the same.
Yep.
Maybe at your age and my age, we don't really have a lot to do or say about it anymore. But it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
You still vote.
Should vote.
Yeah.
Get out and vote.
Yep. So, well, back to real estate, Greg. How are things?
You want to get back to real estate. This is going so well.
I know it. We could do a whole show, and sometime if you were willing to, I'll sit down with you. This is a community radio station. I've always said it, whether you agree with, and I know people take us to task on our news, but we're reporting it. We're not making it up. We're reporting it. But if you have another angle on it, let's talk about it. That's what this is all about.
I wish everybody would just report it.
You know, there you go. But how are sales this week?
Sales are good. You know, there is a lot of good activity. And I know we're going to talk about it later, but I think the market has really returned back to a little normalcy.
Okay.
You don't have all the, you still have it in
the crazy bidding.
You don't have much of that, but you still have it when you have really, you know, good homes that come on, and those good homes are well kept up, don't need a lot of improvements. You know, you're not buying it to fix it all the time. And the supply, I don't think, is a lot better. There's still a fair amount of shortage there. So there's not a lot of stuff to choose from. But that keeps the market healthy, meaning it keeps it really, the buyers have to be on their toes. They got to be qualified. They got to be looking. They really got to know where they're going and what their wants are. So when the right thing does come up, they're ready to act on it. That's still going to stay, I think, for a while because the shortage is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any specific listings?
Well, we have one in the country out in Ravana Township. Beautiful setting, acreage.
Really?
Yep, very, very nice home.
That's kind of out our way.
Yes, yes. A little different direction past the old town hall, you know.
Okay, okay.
So it's a great area, and it's just...
It is.
A very nice home. Mm-hmm. So we have that, and we have a town home, of course, we have a lot of town homes right at the moment.
Do you? Okay.
Yep. Besides the new construction, we have a house on Woodland Court. It's very nice. It's, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say about it, because I know the family, and we're selling it for them, and... You know, it's always hard, but less is, you know, it's time to, you know, he's living in assisted now, and it's just time, so it's time to sell the home.
We're at that age.
And it's very nice. It really is. And it's on a quiet cul-de-sac. It backs up to the park. It's one of those that I think is really very good.
Mm-hmm.
And priced, can't build it for that type thing, you know. And that's what's happening with the market right now. You're seeing some really good opportunities. Sometimes I look at them, I scratch my head and say, that's a good price.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think the prices are overinflated, I don't think that's quite so true anymore. Mm-hmm. I really think that things have slowed up and we've seen the prices come back. I should save that for when we talk about our topic.
There you go. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give us Quality Dyna Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for anybody in the Home Results Group?
Please do.
You or Wayne?
Yep, Wayne.
Okay, there you go. Well, our topic of the week is, and you mentioned to it, you alluded to it, is real estate business back to norm, to the norm?
I think it's approaching that. I think it's getting back. It's headed the right direction right now. I do think a few months ago, everybody was wondering how far is this going to go and what's going to happen next. Every day was a challenge, and I think now it's much quieter. I don't think the traffic is quite there. And I certainly know that when prices come on, they are a little more conservative. And when it comes to homes going on, that we still have price decreases happening, which that did not happen for the last 6 months or a year or whatever. But now we're seeing some adjustments downward, which is basically, that's a normal market.
Is it now kind of adjusting itself?
Yeah, but that's always been a normal market. You put something on the market, you do your appraisal, and then you get the reaction in 30 days, you reassess and say, hey, here's where we are, and here's the reasons, and maybe we should think about this, you know, because we've gotten this feedback, and maybe a price adjustment's in order.
Isn't that a better way, though, because I think a lot of people did, you know, they pushed the prices of homes into ridiculous, and this way it's kind of readjusting itself?
Yeah, I think so, yes. That's so complex. You talk about versus new construction and then existing homes and the features and the amount of money that one individual has put into his updates and then the other one maybe didn't do as much updating. And by the time you get done with your appraisals on that, all those factors have to kind of set the price for the market. Mm-hmm. And that's hard because a lot of sellers also feel a lot of, you know, they have a love for their house. So that kind of sets the tone for what they feel the value is and what someone should pay for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, that has to be, you know, and nobody's really delved into that on the Talk Real Estate Show, but that has to be a tough part of your job because don't people, you know, you like different things than what I like,
right,
and what I think is important may not be to you and vice versa and stuff. So it's got to be tough to go into somebody's house and put yourself into their shoes because you might be thinking, you know, this maybe is just the average, and they're thinking it's probably the best thing in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's got to be tough for you to bring them down to a more normal setting.
And I don't know that we bring them down to a normal setting. You know, you try and listen to them and say, okay, I didn't see that. I didn't realize that. I mean, every home has its strengths and every home has its weaknesses. And so I think sometimes when they point those out, you try and say, okay, and lo and behold, here comes the buyer, and the buyer says, gosh, I love this about this home. I just love that. And you think, okay, that was what we were told. So, you know, I mean, you try and do that, but what we have is we just have the MLS, and we have the statistics, and you go in and you look for your comps like any appraiser does. And when you find those comps, you say, well, that house a little different here and that house a little different there. That makes that worth more. And, you know, he just put a new kitchen in that. So that increases the value over that one. But location is always a key that's just really hard to determine. Some people can want this, and the average person doesn't really care for that about the location. I'll give you the example. You know, the old days, if you were on the golf course, that was premium.
I remember that.
Wow.
And not anymore.
You're on a golf course? I don't think that matters to anybody anymore.
Really?
Other than the fact that nobody's in your backyard.
Okay. You know, you're right. I remember when that used to be
a big thing
if it was on the house, on the country or the golf course.
Yep.
Now, though, I hear the buzzword is, and you kind of alluded to it, and I was going to ask you about that house out in the country. Aren't the country living, I hear their value is a lot higher than what it used to be. They're hot properties?
They are. And they are, and they're harder to find. That's one area that appears to be taking a while to come back. We'll see as we market more and more of those country properties. But there's a lot of demand out there, and they are very difficult to find. And that's because there's not a lot of supply.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see new building out there, whereas you go into town, you see new construction, you have new homes to choose from. In the country, there just isn't that happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why, do you think? I mean, I know why people want
to
move away from the cities.
No.
I know. And I'm trying to deflect that, Greg. I know why people are moving out there, but why then aren't builders, they can't get the land?
The government does not approve residential in rural areas.
Okay.
That's been the tone forever. And it just,
they want you in the cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
No, that explains it. That's where I was headed with that to see what is the reason behind that. So,
yes.
So 6 years ago, we picked the right place.
I believe you did. And getting harder and harder to find something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I could put you on our auto email, which is a great tool. If you're even thinking of something, get on our auto email.
Okay.
No charge for that service. And that gives you these things right away. And
what is that auto? How can somebody get signed listing, up to that?
You just call us and we'll put you on. And just it gets you, if you have a search, we can do filters to figure out what you want. So if you just want rural properties, we can plug that in. Okay. And when those listings come up, you get them right away. As an example, you know, even like kind of getting cabins of all things, we're, you know, getting involved in cabins, and they're a distance away. Uh-huh. So we have one in Wisconsin coming up, and
really?
I'm not an agent in Wisconsin, full disclosure, but Wayne is. And so we've got that listing, and we got one I'm going to praise this weekend, an Emily outing area.
Where's that?
It's up by kind of the Brainerd.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm running up to my cabin, and I'll just shoot over there an hour and appraise the house.
But now, be careful if you can't, you know, be careful about writing that off for a business expense, because rumor has it we're going to be getting a lot of new IRS agents.
Oh, now you're back
agents.
To politics again. And I thought I was bad at that. Oh, boy.
I tried to steer you away, but I'm steering you back in. No, that's, do you think that is because of
I think they hired those new agents just to investigate Hunter.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
it'd take about 87,000 agents to handle this deal.
Yeah,
the Biden clan is going to be tough.
Let's hear how that works out.
That,
we know that's going to work out. But now you got me off track. I was going to ask you a real important question here, Greg.
Don't ask me any important questions today.
The cabin stuff, since you bring that up. Do you think a lot of people are doing that now because they can work remotely? As opposed to before?
I think that definitely has increased people's thoughts on it, yeah. You know, second homes just seem to be natural for some folks. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder why you do it, because all it is a bunch of work. But
yeah, you know, well, yeah, you've had a couple of them.
Yeah, so we just do that, and, you know, you kind of wonder. But there is a certain good thing about it, because it gets us away from, you know, our work, which we'll never leave, but that's the way it is.
Right. Well, Greg, we've used up our time. And one final time again, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Greg, thank you. It's been fun.
Yep. Thank
and you,
you
brought
Dan.
A lot to the table today.
Well, thank you very much.
It's like a buffet.
It is.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor, Greg Jablonski, with Home Results Group. If you want to give Greg a call, just call the local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Home Results Group or for Greg or Wayne. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7.